This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish right to your door. Get $15 off with code WILD15. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save $49 off all VPS plans with code BINGO49. Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need to buy. Get $100 off with code GWFIT100.
ProMix, get high quality natural protein supplements. Save 10% off with code STRONGER.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 470.
470!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My MMA fans, former fans, walk the line between serious. And I have my sound effect ready. And ridiculous. I'm going to put that in later.
Mazel tov.
Right.
Woo! Yes.
I'm drinking this said beer.
Ooh.
This is the Greens Triple Ale.
I like it. Very tasty, gluten-free. What are you going with? I have a Manhattan. A little whiskey, a little bourbon. Bourbon Manhattan.
That's what it's all about.
So exactly. That is exactly what it's all about. This is very awkward, Matt, sometimes. It's talking to you over this computer device.
Yeah,
you're green, but I can't touch.
Maybe I should just mute you out so I don't even see you. I'll just talk to my fucking screen like, hi, computer, how are you doing?
There you go.
Fucking awkward as shit, but we'll make the best of it.
We will make the best of it, as we always do. Hey, you know what I saw that ESPN was putting on television tomorrow?
Mm. What?
They're putting video game NBA 2K basketball. There's like a bunch of esports on ESPN and weird shit. Replays of old games, and they have no content. I don't know how this network can stay alive.
Well, I saw something about viewership where it shows like Netflix viewership's going up. Probably some other streaming service was going up, and then ESPN is like down 50% because you have no sports, you have no content.
That's correct.
And I wonder, I was reading an article that said the NBA was going to try to organize with the professional players a game of horse. So, because most of the players probably have a basketball court at their house.
Oh, I like
it. Set up a thing. I'm like, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Like, that's one of the sports where you could actually do something and it would be entertaining as fuck because you could be doing all sorts of trick shots. I mean, when I play horse, I got a fence. I'm shooting kind of fence, you know, over the rim. And, you know, I play against my girls now, but it's not much of a challenge. Over the backward shots, you know.
Yeah, but how do you know it's legitimately happening live, right? How do you because it's going to be what, recorded and uploaded?
I don't know how they're going to do it.
You tried a million times, and how do you know it's actually happening?
But that sounds fun. I like that. And I think the other one is because, you know, you have what, ESPN. What else are we going to do? UFC, right?
Well, there's one sport, soccer, in one of the European countries is still playing. I think in Eastern Bloc, kind of not Russia, but one of those like Czech countries. There's still some B-League soccer happening. And it's apparently there's huge viewership now because it's like one of the only sports that's still playing.
That's the thing. It's whoever can get in is going to win. So whoever puts content out, and I saw DAZN just said they're not going to pay anybody because they are not getting content, so they're not paying out whoever they're partners with. So whatever, Bellator is not getting any checks, and nobody else.
Are the fighters? Didn't what's his face?
Yeah. Well, Viacom owns Bellator, so they're
boxer.
What the hell fully is he? Funded. Canelo Alvarez.
Canelo, yeah. Is he getting his paycheck still? His $200 billion that they're paying him?
Well, he was getting, I think, $35 million a fight. So,
okay.
I think he's good. He'll be all right. Unless he needs to file unemployment.
That'd be fucked up.
Because I thought that some – and that's a different question because the UFC is obviously going to be holding events. Can the fighters file for unemployment?
I think they could.
Because they were saying independent contractors can. It's just a question now, if the UFC is holding events, does that mean you're out of a job or not?
I would say you're out of a job.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Are you furloughed?
I don't know.
What the hell does that even mean? Furloughed means So we're not going to fire you, but we're not letting you work or paying you.
Right. So, and good luck trying to find a job in this environment.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Oh, I lost you for a second. Are you back?
Yes. The video is getting choppy.
Glitch in the matrix.
Hopefully we'll light back up here. Back in sync.
Back in time.
Back in time.
He was Huey Lewis. He was like the king of those cool 80s movie soundtrack like guy. He wrote all the songs. Back to the Future, a bunch of those other ones. Like, he wrote a lot of hits.
That's right. The Happy to Be With You. That's a perfect song for being isolated, right?
Yeah, how are you handling this isolation, Matt? How are you feeling?
Totally fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah, it's just weird going out in public because people look at you like you have the HIV. Everyone's like, ah, get away. Mm. Treat you like Shrek, like a fucking ogre. He's gonna kill us all. Get away.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Trust me, it'll be all right.
I don't have the HIV. I already had the HIV. Yeah. I survived the HIV. It's all good.
I'm HIV. Are you sure? Like, yes, I'm HIV positive.
Yes, exactly. Only if I try to penetrate you, then you should worry.
Mm. Speaking of penetration.
Yes.
We talk about UFC 249.
Oh, good Lord. That's a disaster, man.
Well, can I first off, I want to say all the pussy MMA media who was shit on Dana White for trying to make this happen, and it's actually going to happen, they better not cover this event. They can't be hypocrites here and say, oh, you can't fucking do this. You can't fucking put it on. It's so dangerous. Okay, then don't cover the event. So let's see who's going to cover it and who's not. We are covering it.
The thing with this, okay, so we got a little rehashing of what's happening. We got Tony Ferguson just signed the fight with Justin Gaethje, right? And this is a shuffling from Khabib Nurmagomedov, who apparently was called back to Russia against his own will and then forced to stay there. Sounds very fishy. I guess this is what happened.
I feel like he was running away.
So he's in Russia and he can't go anywhere. So that fight's off. But then I feel like looking at the web and Facebook and all the feedback and comments, I feel like the world is a little mixed in whether they're excited or they're kind of just like, meh, this is not the fight we want. So what do you think?
Well, I think people should be happy that fights are happening at all right now, because do you want no fights or do you want fights? I want fights.
And this shit's supposed to happen April 18th. That's like 2 weeks from now.
Oh, it's happening. It's going down.
It's pretty crazy because if you think about Tony Ferguson, he was preparing for a big-time wrestler, and now this is going to become like a stand-up war. That's a whole different thing. I mean, I don't see Gaethje trying to wrestle fuck Ferguson. I think he's gonna. I mean, and he's got everything to lose and not that much to gain in this.
Who?
Ferguson.
Well, I think he's got the easier route because he's been training for a title fight, and Gaethje has said in the past like he wouldn't take a short notice fight against Ferguson, but since it's for a title and he's Mr. Entertainment, he's all about fighting right now. But what is his quality of training? I'm sure he hasn't fucking probably been sitting on the couch. But yeah, doing well, drinking, and probably some other medicinal
smoky
herbs.
Smoking.
Right. So, like, when I think about this fight, I'm like, God, so Ferguson has been training. He's probably doing awesome just training on his own if he doesn't have training partners. I don't know how he's training. His conditioning is going to be off the chart. He's only been finished once in his career. So it's like Ferguson's got all the positives and Gaethje, I have no idea where he's going to be. I know he's going to put on a good fight. He's going to be entertaining and should be stand-up, but I just don't see how he's going to win when you have the other guy who's durable as fuck, can take the punishment. Like, I'm really leaning towards Ferguson in this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Gaethje is always dangerous. So he has that shot, you know, that punchers, that Homer Simpson approach, you mm-hmm. know, that he can take a lot of
eight to give one, you know?
Yes. And that one could be devastating, but, yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of mixed feelings about this too. I want to ask you this question. I know you're excited because it's like fights, but is it irresponsible for them to put on an event right now?
No. Why would it be irresponsible? It's responsible because you're giving the fans what they want. The fucking WWE is running. I think they ran like two events already with no crowd. And Dana yes. said, you know, we're going to take all the precautions we can. We're not going to have, we're reducing our staff. The corners are going to have less people. Families aren't going to be in attendance. It's still at like an undisclosed location.
Private island, supposedly, somewhere.
Well, they're saying 249 is probably going to happen at, I forgot, it was like some Native American casino. I forgot what the name of it was. Like Tai Chi Palace.
Okay.
I can't
remember. What state is that in?
It's in California.
No
shit. It's like just south of Fresno. And the people were saying it's funny because it's 2 hours and 39 minutes away from where Habib was training at AKA.
Why did he go back to Russia? I don't get it.
I don't know. Dana White said mistakes were made. Mistakes were made on both sides.
Putin was like, come back to Mother Russia. You must come back to your country.
Well, he said things were changing on a daily basis. So, you know, I think at one point it was probably going to happen in Dubai, but I think everything just kept shifting. And then I think he said they secured a place for 2 months. He didn't officially say it, but some people, I think the guy who used to run Sherdog said it's this place, Tai Chi Palace Resort and Casino. And they have it locked up for 2 months. So Dana's going to put on fights every week. And then I'll save this, the second part of the conversation, unless you want to go into that, or do you want to finish the discussion on this fight?
No, I'm good. I think I've said all I want to say about it at this point.
So who do you think?
I think it's a fucking crapshoot is what I think.
In this fight?
And I also feel like the what's to say one of these guys doesn't get COVID, you know? So it's
– Well, I think it's age is a big deal, and I think they're young, and they should be all right. I'm not worried about that. I think the fighters fight for our entertainment, and I don't want to say I don't give a fuck, but I do give a fuck. I don't want anybody to get sick, but I think the risk for those guys is relatively small.
I agree. I'm just saying, if one guy gets that, are they going to let him fight? That's the question.
No, I think I don't know if they have some secret squirrel testing. But who knows? Because you got to remember, Dana White is good buddies with Donald Trump, right? So if anybody has, tests, Trump probably has some tests. Dana can probably go, "Hey, wink, wink." You know, I don't know why I gave a hand job signal, but wink, well, wink. Give me some tests so we can test some fighters. I'm sure they'll do something.
Well, this happened either yesterday or Sunday or Friday. I can't remember. But Dana was on that call with the NBA and NFL and Major League Baseball and all the major sports with Donald Trump a couple days ago. And they were Trump got up in this little task force thing and he said, they need to get back to playing. The sports need to get back. Like, so I feel like that's the UFC is kind of leading the charge in this whole thing. And I think I sent you a message today about Major League Baseball. I was talking about running a whole season in Arizona with all the teams, which is – so there, people are trying to get creative with this, but I feel like it's either – you're either on one side or the other. You either love it or you're like, this is irresponsible. I'm kind of in the middle. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm probably – I mean, who's not going to watch UFC 249? That's all that's on.
I've made my choice. I'm on that side where I'm all for it. I think, fuck everybody. I think you gotta take some chances. You got to make some shit happen because – otherwise, we're going to be in our houses for fucking forever. You got to draw a line somewhere, and I'm thankful Dana White is doing that, and all this MMA media could suck a bag of dicks. That's all I got to say, because they're all over him. I had to unfollow so many people. Luke Thomas was the absolute worst in all of this, so you better not say one fucking word about UFC 249, or he's the biggest hypocrite in MMA.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fear-mongering, right? So people are like, oh my God, we're all going to die. Like, there's not been that many deaths, people. It's I know it's a lot of deaths. You don't want to have any deaths, but it's not been that many deaths. We have like 7 billion people on the planet, and then we had like 70,000. Think about the – that's a small number. So it's
– And it's really – I forgot what the percentage was, but it's mostly – it's if you're old and if you have some kind of underlying condition like hypertension –
like the hips.
Yeah, that's well, that would be an autoimmune disorder and or diabetes. So, and if you're male, so like it's all gonna work out. We got to take some shots. Yeah,
that's getting a higher too. Risk for sure. So, but we don't want to turn this into a COVID show.
No,
let's get excited. April 18th. I think this shit's gonna go down. There's a whole bunch of other fights on this card.
Yeah. Too. So you got Jessica Andrade versus Rose Namajunas 2. Greg Hardy versus DeCastro. You have Luque versus Price. Don't know. Jeremy Stevens is fighting. And then on the prelims, you have Francis Ngannou versus Rozenstruik. You have Jacare versus Uriah Hall. Marlon Vera versus Ray Borg. The preliminary card, Michael Johnson's fighting. Sam Alvey is fighting. So there's a ton of people that we know that are fighting.
Is this on ESPN Plus?
So it looks like the preliminary card they're saying is UFC Fight Pass. The preliminary card, ESPN, and then the pay-per-view is a whopping $64.99, which I will gladly pay. Because that's the other question is, how many people are going to pay for this? Because you can't necessarily have people over to your place to split costs. So this may be the most highly stolen pay-per-view ever when you think about it.
You're not having people over to have a barbecue? God,
that's so much. That's so much. Because I got kids. You got to teach them like to be at least responsible, right?
Conformists.
I'll say I have other family members who are being super fucking irresponsible. Not on my side. But letting their kids play with other kids kind of shit.
I hear you. I know people like that too. You got to put a squash to that, at least for a couple of weeks. Well, we figure
out. I mean, I think everyone's going to be fine, but I think you got to instill some values as to here's what's going on in the country. We got to kind of follow this.
Yes.
Unless it comes to fighting, then everyone should fucking fight.
Yes.
Regardless. So
I agree.
UFC 249. So, and then I'll say this, going forward, Dana White was saying that they're going to be holding events in secret locations and private islands because he doesn't want people to try to shut down the events. And he was saying it's the hardest thing he's ever had to do. So I want to say that they're going to, he's in the process of securing a private island. They're building the infrastructure, and he said that's where the international fights are happening right now.
Wait a minute, he's building a private island?
No, he has a private island, and they're building the infrastructure to support holding fights there, and that's where all the international fights are going to happen.
Oh.
This is fucking awesome. That's all I got to say.
A like, private fighting island, wow. Yes. It's like the island, remember that movie Island of Dr. Moreau?
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's going to be like that.
I think there was a Bruce Lee movie like this where they would bring the people in. Some kind of Jean-Claude Goddamn Kumite. Mm-hmm. I think if you're going to do this, you got to go all the way off the deep end and go, you gotta go Pride Rules. You got to do it. Or you fight to the death.
On the private island.
I don't care. Or you unleash lions or tigers on people.
And bears.
I don't care.
Hyenas. Hey, polar bears are some vicious motherfuckers.
Are they? I hit something and I'm trying to get off of it.
You know what I saw the other day? By the way, speaking of bears, not bears, but I'm thinking of, there was a hawk in my neighborhood. The fucker like must have ate like a field mouse or no, something bigger. Maybe like a raccoon. He was flying around with like this carcass and it's half of a carcass bloody around just hanging out. I'm like, wow, these are rough times.
Did it look like this?
That's even better than the Trump one. I love it. No.
Oh, Jesus. I don't even know what that is. The
Tiger King Dana White. Did you watch that series yet?
Not yet. It's almost on my watch list. It's almost
there.
You
need to watch it.
I haven't saved, but.
It's so amazing.
I have a hard time when Netflix and the whole world is telling me, everybody's telling me, you should watch this. Like,
oh, man.
I know, but.
This guy is on meth, has tigers, and two husbands. I mean, it doesn't get any better.
That's true.
He's a country music singer, and I don't even know. There's so many things that are happening in that show. It's ridiculous.
That's weird.
They make certain things seem very normal. Like, for example, a guy filling up a gasoline can with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. By the time you see that, you're like, "This, I'm not worried about him. It's fine."
Well, I can remember being a kid and being in someone's house. I don't know how old I was. Maybe 13, whatever. I'm under 16. And the guy who lived there was selling sticks of dynamite.
Oh, wow.
And the guy holding the bag of dynamite was smoking a cigarette. I'm like, oh, this is safe. I don't think I should be in here, but somehow I'm here.
Yeah.
Somehow I'm here. Nothing went bad.
Nobody got blown up, huh?
Maybe they were quarter sticks. I think they were M250s because I remember lighting off a couple M250s.
That sounds like a quarter stick. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty loud. The explosion, the blast is, M80 blast is about, this big.
Yep.
And then the M250 was probably, you can't even see how big my thing is. Why do I hear people above me when everyone should not be in the kitchen?
I think it's storming. My cat is very, hey, come here. Let me show you. While we're here. See?
He looks totally happy.
I think he hears your voice. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you talking to random people?
Just like to party. That's all good.
He likes to party, but he's freaked out. It's storming here in my house. Oh, outside my house, anyway.
Yeah. In the house. I think I'm like a couple miles away, or
it's coming your way.
17 miles or so.
Yes.
I don't know what the official distance is, but it's like, oh. So are you psyched up for the fucking island fights or what, man?
I'm excited.
I think we did that somewhere. Who the fuck was it? Bodog fights that were fighting on an island? I think it was them.
Sounds right.
We did it. But man, they could really. And I don't even know where that's going to be. If they...
The island?
Yeah. Where are you finding an island?
They should do it at Midway. The Battles of Midway. Like back in the old days. Or how about... what's another island? I don't know.
I don't even know where it is. But it just sounds so fucking cool. And I'm just thinking PG. Of the visual. Because are you going to be even in a dome? Or is this going to be an outdoor arena type of shit? That's so risky. That's double the risk. You might as well just go open. Is Rome available? Can we do it in the Coliseum?
They should fight rain or shine.
Fine.
Can you imagine having an MMA fight in the rain?
I've seen it. It's not good.
No.
Slippery as fuck. So, man, I don't know. And then the other weird thing is if this shit, like UFC 249, happens in California, California canceled all their combat sports through May. So how is this even going to be possible?
Are you sure it's happening in California?
No, but that I'd say 70% possibility.
I think it's not happening in California. Unless Indian reservations do not count.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Who's got the jurisdiction? If you're on the reservation...
I'm off the reservation, man.
I'm always. I don't know.
I'm never on the reservation.
That's
ever.
Probably the safest place to be. But who's got the jurisdiction then? Because if California said no combat sports and you're going to run it anyway, can they shut you down? Can they shut you down mid-event?
No.
They have their own set of rules, huh?
They do.
All right. Fair enough. So good on Dana White. I'm going to say kudos to him. No, yeah, not many people are giving him kudos, but
he's the man. I will. I like it.
Because I don't always agree with the guy, but this is the one thing I actually do. Because I think you got to make a stand. And he's working hard for the money. He says it's the hardest he's ever worked in his life to make something happen.
Yeah.
He's going to make it happen. So I appreciate that because I haven't seen a legitimate sport that I wanted to see in, since the last UFC in Brazil with no fans in attendance.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I think that's why him and Trump get along. I think they're very similar people. They're shrewd businessmen, right?
Yeah. I mean, Dana could just say, you know what? Fuck it. We'll just put everything on hiatus.
Like Bellator.
Yeah.
Those pussies.
You got to step up. You got to make it happen. I don't care.
I agree. If the fighters want to fight, let them fight.
Yeah, because then I would imagine you're getting hazard pay, no? Right? Mm. There's probably a little bit of bonus in there.
I would think Gaethje took this fight for many reasons, but one of them being he's probably being financially compensated extremely well.
Yeah, and it's a title fight. So then if he gets that title, then he should get some of the fucking pay-per-view cut.
I think he'd be a smart man. This is like the George Lucas thing. There, he's like, nah, I don't want you to pay me. I'll just take royalty points. I'll take some percentage. Like when they Star Wars, it was the smartest thing he ever did. It's like, I'll take a percentage of the franchise, but you don't have to pay me a lot.
I think, didn't Robert Downey Jr. do that with all the Iron Man and fucking mm-hmm. Marvel?
It's he like, did.
I'll take nothing or very low and take a percentage of sales. The percentage of billions.
He's a bazillionaire now. Yeah. So, smart man. So,
and still down to earth when he was on the Rogan podcast, which is surprising.
Now you got me thinking about Gwyneth Paltrow, Matt. I'm done for the rest of the show.
Yeah, you're lucky I don't have a picture on hand. I would just share a picture. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Are we allowed to see that?
I might just do that to you. Because guess what? I have internet. I have stuff. But I will share the one you probably don't want.
Is it a nasty photo?
No, I'm just thinking of Shallow Hal.
Oh, don't share that one.
Let's see. What do we have? I can't even find. I got to edit my search. Search is always weird. Ooh.
Search is weird?
Sometimes. Oops. Why can't I just get a full screen image? Oh, my God.
Are you sharing right now?
No, because I clicked on a website and there's like a million pictures and videos popping. Would like to just go full screen on this, but I can't. And I'll just share what I have here.
What are you sharing?
This one.
Hold on. Is this you? Oh, I feel like I'm looking at that's fucked up. I'm looking at the same photo over here, literally.
That's well, weird. That was the best one out of the crop, right?
That's a good one. I like them all. I mean, yeah, now we're talking.
Yep.
Good Lord. I'm done for the rest of the show.
Yeah,
you can take over.
Well, let me get back to my document here. So I just saw Shannon the Cannon Briggs just signed with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. So I'm here.
Still seeing your screen, by the way. Yeah.
Right there.
Technical difficulties.
Did that come through? Do you see Shannon Briggs now?
I see Gwyneth Paltrow still.
All right. How about now? I stopped share. I think you're looking at your screen. You're just
maybe waiting. I am.
You're fucking wasted.
All right. Now I see you. Oh, hey, here we go. Shannon the Cannon Briggs.
Yeah. How do you think he'll fare? Because he's a heavyweight. Going into Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, whenever they do hold events.
I think he'll do fantastically. Not.
No, I actually think he'll do well, right?
Really?
Yeah, because I think a heavyweight, all he has to do is lay on one shot. It's not like that Paulie Malignaggi versus Artem Lobov, where they're like lighter weights and they're both going to take a lot of punishment and break hands. I think he'll do, who the fuck was that? Knocked out Tim Sylvia. Ray Mercer.
Yeah.
Ray Mercer did MMA and fucked up Tim Sylvia because they had a gentleman's agreement not to throw leg kicks, and then Sylvia threw a leg kick, and Mercer's like, really? You're going to fucking throw a leg kick? And then the next shot, boom, Tim Sylvia. Ew.
Down goes Sylvia.
Yeah, that was brutal. I'm about to yell at my family here.
I can't hear anything, so that's good.
I hear like shit dropping right above me.
Somebody taking a huge dump up there?
No, my kitchen is right above me, and apparently we're having WrestleMania up right there. Plates dropping.
Can I share something with you?
Yes, please.
Have you been following Paige Van Zandt's Instagram? And her boyfriend / I don't know, husband, posting very strange photos of them doing weird shit.
I love it.
Mostly naked.
but not naked. Like, it's like straight.
Oh, yeah. So, one, who's taking the pictures?
That's what I'm wondering. I think maybe it's a setup thing, but it's like, whoop, look at that.
Well, it just keeps telling me that she is one step away from porn. They're testing the water right now to see what's the reaction to us. Love it.
You think that's what it is?
Mm-hmm. I think she's 2 weeks away from porn.
2 weeks away.
Captivity brings out the best in all of us, right?
It does. It does.
I'm trying to find, like, where do I want to go next? So, remember John Jones? He had some issues last week, and then Charles Bellamy Bennett. He had some thoughts on John Jones. Let me pull this up and not blow out your eardrums. So give me a second here while I adjust said volume.
Okay.
And then let me go full screen. Oh, that's weird. I'm going to have to go full screen after I share. Share with computer sound. Okay. You got the screen?
I got the screen.
Okay. Go back.
Listen to what they say, you know, riding around the block, yep. And shit, you know what I mean? Like, bro, what's going on? So the only thing I can look, you know, think of is, you know, you either looking for a gift from God, which meaning he's trying to rent some booty, or he's looking for a guy, and he's trying to rent some booty. But either way it go, his whole demeanor said he was, you know, he's kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? If you look at the video, the way he's standing, those tight-ass fucking pants he's got on, I'm trying to figure this shit out, you know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn, you're John Jones. Like, what the why are you by yourself anyways? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's your homie that wants to be up under you? Where's the homie that you want up under you? The reason why you don't have them niggas up under you because, you know, you're doing some gay shit. That's just my thought, you know what I'm saying? Tight ass pants, you're standing there. I don't know John Jones. I'm listening to what they say, you know, he was riding around the block and shit, you know what I mean? Like, bro, what's going on? So the only thing I can look, you know, think of is, you know, you either looking for a gift from God, which meaning he's trying to rent some booty, or he's looking for a guy, and he's trying to rent some booty. But either way it go, his whole demeanor said he was, you know, he's kind of funny. You know what I'm saying? If you look at the video, the way he's standing, those tight ass fucking pants.
Sorry, I'm getting distracted by my family here.
Oh.
Hang on a second.
I was wondering if you had a brain meltdown.
No, because there's so much commotion going up above me. I got to see what's going on. Hang on a second.
All right. And we're back.
Yeah, so.
Lightning.
What did you think about that Charles Felony Bennett thoughts that maybe John Jones liked the smoke of the pole, and that's why he doesn't take a driver with him when he goes out?
Well, he's outside of a titty club, so.
Well, it could be a front.
It's a front for being gay?
Maybe it's a gay club. I don't know. Hard to say,
right?
It looks
like a gay club.
Hey, he can do what he wants. I'm just saying. That was never a thought in my mind as to what he could do.
Well, he talks kind of softly. It's possible he could be gay.
It's okay. You do whatever you want.
Maybe that's why he's got so many issues, because he's trying to hide some shit.
Could be. You want to do a little blast from the past?
Sure.
This is from October 13th, 2013. Muriel Bustamante says, Pajares hurt training partners often. And he was talking about, here's his quotes. He said, I can say this, nobody ever defended him as much as I did every time he made a mistake like this. In the beginning, I thought it was because he was naive or had too much nervous energy during the fights. But then he caused a lot of incidents inside my academy during his camps, and I changed my mind. I got tired of seeing how he hurts people so often when he is sparring, especially when he has a fight coming up. We used to argue every time it happened, so we argued a lot. That was a reason, together with his nonsense excuses every time he lost a fight, that our relationship started to get bitter. I actually hired a psychologist to help me with him, but as we've seen, it didn't work. Fucking Paul Harris. Remember when we did a podcast with Caprito and Damian Maia, we were trying to get them to elaborate on Paul Harris, and Maya is such a nice guy, he won't say a fucking bad thing about anybody, right? Like, yeah. Come on, man.
And Caprito was kind of alluding to that fact, like, oh, that guy's got some fucking mental issues.
Something wrong with that guy.
Yeah.
He's not all there.
He's not normal, that guy.
The fucking tsunami of MMA!
You say, whoa. Like, I don't know. I'm just going for broke. I'm just giving it a shot, you know.
Okay.
So whatever happened to Paul Harris? Is that guy still fighting?
I don't think so. He retired.
That was one. Let me pull up this next one here. There was a time, remember fighters used to be able to wear their own shorts? Cody McKenzie had a fight, and he fought with the fucking tag still on his shorts.
Ah.
He didn't have shorts, I think, the day of the fight. I just shut my thing off. So
I remember that, though. I remember, man.
You're smart like that.
Sometimes. Oh, there you go.
It said tag. And then I think Herb Dean ripped it off during said fight. So good for him. Got other news?
One thing. So the Korean Zombie was talking about multiple ways to cheat at the weigh-ins. Some things we knew about, right? For example, he was talking about the obvious stuff like the towel trick. The elbow trick.
And then there was one which I thought was interesting where your person with you basically leans in and then takes their finger and touches your buttocks and lifts a little. And that could take about a pound off, apparently.
So you check the oil?
Check the oil or grab the hiney, you know, and that takes about a pound off. And there was one that was like, remember that I think they accidentally took like 8 pounds off.
It's amazing. I think I tried that out too with the just two fingers on the towel like DC did. I forgot what the amount was. I think I took 15 pounds off.
Oh yeah.
With not even making it look like that much.
No, you gotta be real careful.
Such a cheater.
Doesn't take much.
No.
But it's pretty interesting. I'm sure there's tons of tricks like that, that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like fighters should step on a scale and should be not surrounded by anyone. So.
Of course, but why would they do that?
Well, because they want to make the fights happen, right?
True. Let's see. Some of the fighters don't have access to a gym. So here is how Kat Zingano is doing one of her workouts.
Okay.
You can use...
Come on.
5-gallon water bottle. Nah. Hang on. I'm turning volume off. You don't need volume on that.
She's getting a little thick, huh?
It could be the angle. Lighting. The lack of tates.
Arms, though.
Doing lunges. That's like, I think those are 40 pounds each when you have 5 gallons of water.
Terrible lunges, though. She's got poor form.
We don't know how deep she is into her workout, though. But, you know, you can get the gist of it. She's doing stuff.
Lifting bottles, lifting water.
Yeah. I thought I had a different workout, but... I could be wrong. Joanna Janjacek.
This whiskey's doing that way too well.
We're breaking up. Breaking up.
Woo!
Yeah.
The show's over!
So Joanna Janjacek made a pizza. And give me your thoughts on said pie here.
Whoa. It's a lot of cheese and shit. What's on that thing? It looks undercooked.
Yeah.
Jalapeno maybe or pickles?
I don't know, but I got a lot of problems with whatever's going on here.
I hope she slathers me in that cheese and pickles.
That looks just disgusting. Like and the cheese isn't even brown. Like I like to broil mine sometimes and brown that cheese up. I'm crazy.
This is
like
some
that.
Like Eastern European cheese, Matt. Some but shit.
This is the most offensive part right here. You can't have a crust like that.
It's gotta be brown.
That's
looks,
right.
Looks a little undercooked, slightly doughy.
Yes.
Like me in this epidemic.
Well, if you haven't put on 15 pounds, you're not doing it right. That's all I'm going to say.
I have not put on any pounds, but okay. I feel very doughy.
I'm doing it right. I'm putting on all the weight for everybody. Let's do... Do you have any other news?
Before I do not. I'm good.
Just make sure we hit everything I wanted to. All right, let's do some tweet of the week. Let's see if I can make this happen. I don't know what the hell. Oh, Yeah. This is going to be from Jim Ball on Twitter. This is stay at home fun. We'll share screen.
Oh,
he's going to try to go for a hole in one here.
I love it.
So that's choice one.
That was pretty fantastic.
Creativity. He's got good marks for creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, Ken Shamrock had tweeted out. He said, Bill Gates is saying he's working on a vaccine for the virus that would take an implant chip to fight the virus. Me personally would never put a chip in my body. It goes against my beliefs. So Robert Joyner replied to that, and he said, what if the chip had Stanzanol in it?
Hey, now.
Hey.
Would that choice be two? Therapeutic use exemption?
Sure, because that guy's not on anything ever.
Nothing.
And then, I think this is the last one. So TMZ had tweeted out, Dana White securing a private island for UFC fights every week. Chuck Mindenhall responds. He says, I like to imagine Henry Cejudo tugging on Dana's sleeve and saying, the plane, as he points to the sky.
Okay.
I like that. I think you got to have someone doing that. And yes. Why not Cejudo? I love that.
That's a good one.
I don't know if I had any other choices. I think it's just those three.
I think I like the golf one. That's pretty fucking funny.
Fair enough. Moving right along. You do some Ask the Nuts?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Fighting With Myself podcast asks, who is a fighter that inspires you? Not necessarily your favorite, but one who is an inspiration to you.
A fighter that inspires me? I don't know. Nobody.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe John Jones of how not to live your life.
Yeah, it's an inspiration. Yeah, exactly. Anti-inspiration.
Yeah.
I don't know. Conor McGregor, he seems like he's like a go-getter, you know, although he's fucking nuts. But I don't know. The Diaz brothers, Nate Diaz inspires me. I love him, though. I wish I could be a gangster like him.
True.
209.
What? And I'll share a screen for this next one. Says your birth month has to KO your birthday to win $5 million. Are you rich? And then I'll post it up here a second.
I have to KO.
Your fighter is Lyoto Machida
in
February, and he has to KO who? Cormier?
Daniel Cormier. Never going to happen.
And I got blasphemed on this one. This is so crazy because October, Amanda Nunes, 30, Chris Cyborg.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
No, she already did that. Son of a bitch. I was in Hawaii when that happened. I was so devastated. Almost ruined my vacation for at least 5 minutes.
That's pretty funny, actually. Good point.
That's weird how that one worked out. Back. All right. Jim Edwards, this is weird, says, I've seen a few quarantine haircuts, but imagine being this guy. But imagine being this guy. And then I'm going to flip over and ask you, how much money would it cost you to wear this haircut out in public for a month?
Nah, it's no amount of money.
You're not wearing that for 1 month?
No,
in public when all this pandemic shit passes?
Never.
No?
None.
I think I'm pretty cheap. I would probably sell out for $5,000 on that. That's easy money. What? I even carried a proper 12 bottle with me. That might cost you another five. $10,000. I'd fucking do that. Conor McGregor, where you're at? What's up? Moving right along. Chris Call, he's showing another video here. He's showing poutine delivered on a hockey stick to maintain social distancing. It's the most exciting thing you will see today. So let me pull that
I agree.
Out.
Let's see.
Pretty fucking cool. I mean, you got to get creative with how you're delivering food, and
especially poutine. So I wish I had some poutine right now.
And I gotta fucking shut this down. There's a food truck. It's hard to use this share screen sometimes. Okay. So he just gets out of a food truck and delivering the food with a hockey stick. Like, that's awesome. I take it, kid. Poutine,
baby. Thank you.
He's so happy. Thank you.
I would be happy too.
My food. I'm back.
You're back.
Sometimes. There's too many things to click on. And
I'm hungry, man. I got to eat.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Well, if you're going to do it, do something first and then do it.
Yeah.
Because that's how you should do it. Makes no sense, but it makes total sense. Everyone gets it. So, Rodrigo Machado closed out. It's time. Pound sign, let's rule. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, your sugar daddy. Once again, I want to ask you guys some existential and philosophical questions.
Okay.
Number one, what is human consciousness?
Human consciousness. That's a hard one to answer.
It's like when I wake up and I think of things.
I think it's being present.
Right along. Mm-hmm. Number two, why do we do things we do not like to do?
Because we're habitual. And certain things that we have, like going to work, for example.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
We have to do those things.
I'm just gonna stop going.
Creatures of habits. You're gonna stop going
to
work.
You're just gonna stop going.
You're gonna stop coming. He's just gonna stop doing the show. It'd be like, I don't want to go.
That's Office Space. That's my favorite line.
Yes.
Yeah. I just don't like work. I'm just not gonna go.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, because sometimes you gotta get paid. Sometimes you gotta do things you don't like to do.
True.
Number three, can artificial intelligence be creative?
Yes.
Probably. I think
it's heading in that direction. Sure.
And then today there's no MMA Nuts show because I'm still thinking about what you guys are going to do, but I hope you all and your loved ones are doing well in the situation that we're all in. Stay safe. Take care. Thank you. We all are. I'm trying to do this best.
All is well so far. No one's died yet.
And he says, P.S. is a way to make up to you guys. Today there is two Fuck, Marry, Kill. There's Ooh. Fuck, Marry, Kill, Celebrity Edition, number 85, Adult Adventures, number 21. As I slowly scroll through, we're going to start with... let's try this one. Jaden James?
Ooh.
Hang on. Nothing but white screen here.
That's what I'm saying.
Fantastic.
Hey, good lord.
She's a front runner.
It's pretty solid.
We have Genevieve Jolie.
Okay, not bad. Not bad.
And then Jennifer White.
Whoa.
That's got that girl next door flavor to her.
Looks dirty. We're going to have to bang her, marry the first, kill the one in the middle.
See, I'm always like, strike that, reverse it. So, bang that, kill that, marry that. And then, I don't even know where we were on the next one. We have Celebrity Edition number 86, Lena Paul, Lexi Bell, and Lily Carter. So, let's start with Lena Paul, and you can just end the discussion right there. That is everything.
Whoa.
That is Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi Bell.
That's okay. It's not bad. It's not bad.
And Lily Carter.
Yeah, I'm going to marry Lily Carter and bang the first one, kill the one in the middle. Look at
and
that.
Once again, I will strike it and reverse it.
Backwards.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. See, that's why we're the perfect team.
Yeah.
It all works out.
Although it'd be weird if there was like swapping of sexual, the whole marrying thing. That's weird.
It is. Knowledge. So what movies did you watch this week and anything good?
Yes. If you have Netflix,
yes,
Ronda Rousey has a documentary about herself on Netflix. I thought it was quite good. Did you watch it?
Not yet.
It's pretty solid. It could have been produced a little bit better. It kind of was a little cheesy at times.
Was it old or like from a few years ago?
It's brand new.
Okay. Talks about but her, I mean, like, was she still fighting at the time of the documentary?
Yeah, it's all about her fighting career.
Okay.
So, you know, of course they made her look a little better than you think. They don't really talk about her.
So like her shadow boxing is actually on point, you know, she's like,
yeah,
not overextending every fist. Like,
yeah. So they made her look better than she actually is. And they didn't really talk about the whole like sour grapes thing, but
take my ball and go home.
I thought it was well done. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend.
Anything else that you watched or?
Ooh,
I watched three movies, but
you watch what?
Three movies.
No, I've been checking out some shows on Netflix. I started watching House of Cards. That's pretty good.
House of Cards. What's that about?
Kevin Spacey. It's like a political show.
Oh, he's still in the game, or he's in the game at that point.
At that point, I think the show got stopped. But there's yeah. like six. There's Why? Like six seasons, or because he was raping little boys. But
oh,
there's
like, yeah, that's
there's like six or seven seasons, and I watched a few episodes. It's pretty solid. I think I'm gonna roll through it.
Okay.
You watched three movies.
So the three movies I watched were Dark Phoenix, The Gentlemen, and Birds of Prey.
Okay.
And Dark Phoenix, I'll give you my ratings on a scale of 1 to 10. That's about a 6. So I can't really recommend it. The Gentlemen, that's a Guy Ritchie movie. He's the guy who made Snatch, and he did the Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert okay. Downey Jr.
Those are good.
So this movie, again, probably about a 6 because I watched it with my whole family. And I will say the most used word in that movie is the word cunt. Like, that's great. Like, I'd sucker my family into watching that, and that's the most used word. And Birds of Prey, I give a 7 to.
Mm.
And that is the Harley Quinn, like, spinoff where it's her and her girlfriends as their, like, superhero-type movie.
So yeah.
She was like the Joker's girlfriend, and this is her breaking up with the Joker and going off on her own. And okay. the most used movie in or most used word in that movie is fuck.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's awesome. So I will say none of them are worth the $15 or $20 that I paid, unfortunately.
So, so you're saying to pirate them.
Or wait. Because like, I think The Gentleman was $15. And Birds of Prey was 20. But oh. If I have to pick one of the three movies, I'd say watch Birds of Prey out of those three.
Okay, solid.
And then probably The Gentleman after that, and then Dark Phoenix last. That Dark Phoenix was just kind of, like, what are you doing? I don't understand the story.
Yeah.
Like you're killing people that shouldn't be killed and doesn't make sense in the timeline of what has happened in the past.
It's, okay.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Anything else?
Nothing.
All right, we can shut it down.
All right, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigold.
Matt Groth, thanks for playing.